Good morning, Tony. How are you?
Well, I was a little worried about you yesterday when I heard that there was a bomb scare in the building that houses your office, your entire department, as well as other county departments. Tell me about that.
Well, approximately 2:15 in the afternoon, we got the notice over the system, the announcement system, that we had to evacuate the building, that there was a bomb threat. And so, pursuant to the county procedures, all of the employees in both buildings left the building and went to the public library.
What was the threat? Was it via mail, via phone call?
As my understanding from LPD is that someone called 911 and said, there's a bomb in the Grady Porter building. Click. That was it.
And has there been an investigation of that? Where does it stand? And is everybody okay?
Everyone is okay. The police are investigating to see if they can determine who the person was.
Do you ever worry about situations like this? Do you ever worry about your personal safety? Does it cause you to carry a firearm? Do you think about these things when you head to work?
There was an instance a couple of years ago when the police informed me that there was a credible threat against my life, and they provided me with 24-hour protection for a period of time until that was resolved.
How'd that make you feel?
Well, me, I figured something like that. I guess it made me feel like I'm doing a pretty good job. But I worried for my family, of course.
And was that situation resolved?
Did
they find the
person
behind
it? Well, I'm not going to discuss it.
Okay. Well, let's talk about a couple of other issues. I want to get your take, and I know that you had no direct influence on this, but it looks like the Department of Corrections budget is going to be cut 3 or 4%. I wanted to get your thoughts on that, if that is so.
Well, if they do cut it, the question is, what are they going to cut? I'm concerned about the answer to the cuts being to close down prisons and to release people. It used to be, in my opinion anyway, that when somebody came up for parole, the burden was rather on the person to determine, to prove that they would no longer be a threat to society. And now it seems as though that philosophy has been turned on its head, where there's a presumption that somebody should get out at their earliest parole date, and we have to go, you know, show something that it shouldn't be done. I know that the parole board is still working very hard, and they have difficult decisions, and I don't think anybody there wants to release anybody that they truly know would be a danger to society, but we're seeing a lot of these parolees coming back into the criminal justice system, you know, in very little time, and it's very concerning to me.
Are you worried that too many prisoners are currently walking the streets around the mid-Michigan area because they have been let out too early or have avoided jail time because of overcrowding?
Yes.
Oh, you want to elaborate on that?
I think your question stated it. You know, there's people that should be in prison that are in jail, and there's people that should be in jail that are on the streets. And it's a problem. It's because of the budget. And I think, you know, I don't know the ins and outs of the Department of Correction budget, but I think that cuts that need to be made should come somewhere. And I don't agree with those people that say corrections officers are paid too much. I think there's a lot of bureaucracy over there. I think there's other ways in the Department of Corrections that they could find for cuts.
Can you name some of those?
Myself personally, no, but there are prosecutors on the Prosecutors Association's Corrections Committee that are much more versed in that than I am.
I also wanted to get your take on tethers. Do you believe that tethers are effective, and are they used enough?
I believe that tethers, given the present circumstances, are a good alternative for tracking people. And I think that there's people that need to be under supervision that don't necessarily need to be in the county jail, taking up space in the county jail. So I am in agreement with tethers. I would be in agreement with tethers even if we didn't have the jail overcrowding, because I think there's people that we've put into the county jail that, you know, need to be supervised. They don't need to be out just roaming around, or we keep a tab on them, but they don't need to be taking up bed space. So I am in favor of tethers.
Is the Ingham County Prosecutor's Office investigating some charges from a former Williamston police chief regarding city council and the police force?
The prosecutor's office does not investigate. Investigations are handled by local police departments or police agencies having jurisdiction. And when the investigations are complete, the police bring the results of that investigation to the prosecutor's office. There will be times when we will consult with police agencies during an investigation. They will consult with us, but we don't run investigations, and B, if I have information about investigations, I don't talk about anything that's under investigation.
All right, and before we let you go, just wanted to talk with you a little bit more about medical marijuana. The Lansing City Council looks like they've finalized some rules and regulations for that. So it looks like that local towns and cities are finding information and therefore able to put some ordinances in effect for this. And I know that you've spoken a lot on this matter.
Right. The law is so bad that the only way we're going to have any reasonable and bring any reason to this medical marijuana situation is if localities and municipalities pass reasonable ordinances. So I'm not familiar with what finally got through the Lansing City Council, but anything is better than what we had, which was nothing.
And anything else new and newsy that you're working on?
Yes, but not.
Well, come on, Mr. Dunnings, give us the scoop.
We don't talk about our business publicly. We take care of business in the courtroom, Tony.
All right, I like that, Mr. Dunnings. As always, it's great talking with you. Thanks so much, and be safe.
Okay, you take care. Thank you.